So great to be learning together, Sha'arei Oraz, Sfaradik Teshuvah of the week. And this is a very important psak from Rav Avadji Yosef that's in Yabia Omer Chelik Yud Orachayim, Siman Kaf Hei. This is very, very important, has ramifications for us. So the question is from a religious soldier in Tzahal, and he was out, he was not in his base, he was out in the field. And being he was out in the field, so they didn't have, there's no kitchen in the field, so they usually typically bring the food, have drive the food over to him. So what about Shabbat? So here's what happened on the Shabbat. They cooked all the food, nice, all before Shabbat, but they did not, but for some reason, the Rabbanut Tzvait, the rabbis did not arrange, the base rabbi did not arrange that the food should be brought out to the field before Shabbat. Here's what happened. They cooked up all the food before Shabbat. That was taken care of by the rabbis, by the Rav Tzvai, by the military rabbi, by the chaplain. But the wasn't delivered until Shabbat. So it was driven over to the soldiers out in the field on Shabbat. So the question is now, well, is the soldier allowed to eat that food? Now, it's not a matter of pikuach nefesh. There's other food that he could have. He's not going to starve. But it's just not going to be a great Shabbat, you know, what for if he's not going to be able to have that food that was brought to him. So, listen to the answer that Rav Avadji Yosef gives. Very, very important. So first of all, this the issue here is of Maaseh Shabbat, of that melacha that's done for you on Shabbat that you can't benefit from it on Shabbat. So that's the issue over here. So here, the driver, it was not religious, drove the food over on Shabbat. So the food was brought to him in violation of Shabbat. Is that included in the Isur of Maaseh Shabbat? So first of all, it's important to clarify that this is only an Isur Drabanan, as the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat teaches that Shabbat is Kodesh, right? The Pasuk says Shabbat Kodesh. But is he kodesh velo maaseh kadosh? This is only a rule midrabanan. If someone violates Shabbat, the food that was cooked on Shabbat or any malacha that was done on Shabbat is the sort of benefit is not only from drabanan, so as to discourage future behavior like this. So are there any exceptions to this? So the classic example is that food that's in the Mishnah, the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. That's food that is cooked for you. But here the food was actually cooked before Shabbat, just transportation. It was transported on Shabbat. So here you already have a whole discussion. There you have two long, nice big pages in the Abia Omer, where Rav Avadji Yosef brings all the literature, does a great, excellent, thorough job of this, bring all the rayot back and forth, whether this applies only to when the item itself was changed, so which was cooked. Obviously it was changed. That's a paradigmatic example. It was just driven, the food's the same food, it was just brought be'isur. So let's say it was carried when there was no Eruv. So say you had matzah that was brought to you on the night of Pesach, and it was brought, someone carried it from outside the Eruv. So would you be allowed to eat that matzah? So there's a whole discussion, Rishonim, Achronim. So at the end of the day, it remains a safek. That's okay, we're not sure. Okay. Dealing with the possibility of Surah Banan, there's reason to be lenient. Okay, but so far so good, we have one Safek. Now, in this case, we have a second Safek, and it's very typical for Rav Avadji Yosef, the Safek, Safeka, the double Safek. He loves a double Safek. Once I know someone that did a search in Yabia Omer for Safek Safeka, and it came up hundreds and hundreds of times. This is Rav Avadji's trademark approach, Safek Safeka. So here's one Safek. Is what maybe, since the food was only transported in violation of Shabbat, wasn't actually produced in violation of Shabbat, it may not be rendered a sort of benefit from Shabbat. But here's an interesting point, is that Rav Avadji, the second prong of the Safek Saveka, is that maybe this was Bishogeg. And maybe the Isur of Maaseh Shabbat, the prohibition to benefit from violation of Shabbat, does not apply if it was done b'shogeg, by mistake, rather than deliberate. Shogeg rather than mezid. Now, what do you mean this is shogeg? It was brought deliberately, made a choice to violate Shabbat and drive the car. Well, shogeg, Because Rav Avadya thinks because the person is Omer Mutar, the person who drives it is under the impression it's okay, because he thinks Pikuach Nefesh to bring it to the soldier who's out in the field. It's not Pikuach Nefesh. It could have been taken care of before Shabbat. And in fact, at the end of the Shuva, Rav Avadya admonishes the Rav Tzvai, say, hey, what's going on over here? Why don't you make sure that the provisions were not brought to the soldiers before Shabbat? However, it's the person driving it thinks it's okay, Omer Mutar, so he's doing Shogeg. So we're broadening the definition of shogeg. Well, that's okay. So if you broaden the definition to shogeg, so is it going to be asur to is the rules of maaseh Shabbat? Does it apply even if it's shogeg or only mezid? So it turns out this is a big machloket already in the time of the Tanaim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is mekel, Rabbi Yehuda is machmir. So how do we follow? So the Rishonim still disagree about this. And the Rambam and the Rif are Machmirim and Tosfot are Mekel. So who do you think the Sfaradim follow? Maran, Shulchan Aruch, rules Machmir, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Gezerah applies to Shogeg as well as Mezid. But the Rama, you know, I'm not the Rama, excuse me, the Vilna Gaon says, no, we follow Tosfot, who follows Rabbi Meir, that's the halacha, that the Maaseh Shabbat only applies Mezid, not Shogeg. So Rav Avadya quotes a whole bunch of, a list of Rishonim that follow Rabbi Meir, not just Tosafot, and he says, even though, which is very interesting, even though Maran, Shulchan Aruch, follows Rabbi Yehuda, and Sfaradim normally going to follow Rabbi Yehuda, that it applies, the Maaseh Shabbat applies even B'Shogeg, however, when you have a Sefek Sefeka, the double safek here. Number one, the item itself wasn't changed. Number two, it was done b'shogeg. So therefore, if, especially here, it's for the need of a chayal. He was out in the field. It's not so comfortable. We want to have a nice Shabbat for Yevonik Shabbat. So here, Rav Avadya has room to be lenient. But he says, look, we got to get the Rabbanut Tzvait. It's got to do a better job over here of providing for the chayalim out in the fields. They shouldn't be confronted with such a question. Wishing everybody a great day, very interesting teshuvah, great week with much bracha, much briyot. And think about it, this can come up with a lot of situations for us as well. Someone's not religious, brings food to you on Shabbat, outside the Eruv, or they were sloppy, they didn't realize the Eruv was down if it happened 1 week. So these things can come up to us as well, and it's very important to be aware of these parameters of Maaseh Shabbat, when there is some room to be mekel, when there's not room to be mekel. Wishing everybody much bracha, much briyut.